Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana here doing another podcast. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. I'm still so excited by doing this Exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. I hope everyone had a great birthday and I hope their week is going well as well. Tonight I want to talk about being a single mother. And I know a lot of mothers can relate, but I'm not just going to talk about being a single mother. Also being a single father. And I know a lot of fathers can relate to this. But this is a subject that I know oh so well. Because it's a very hard thing to be as a single mother. Raising children by yourself. Seem like you got the weight of the world on you. Trying to take care of kids. Trying to pay bills. Trying to keep a roof over their head. Trying to keep them on the straight and narrow. Not to get in these streets and become thugs, or, you know, it's a lot. And a lot of people just don't understand how hard that is. And you could be married and be a single mother in your marriage. Because if your husband is always working and gone, and you still got to come home from work if you have a job, you still got to cook and clean and take care of the kids and take them to school, take them to practice, take them to this and this while the husband is gone. You're still a single mother. The only difference is that it's another income in the house and he's probably paying the bills, but you're still doing everything. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, being a single mother. You know, a lot of mothers get judged because a lot of times, a lot of single mothers don't have an outlet, or they don't have a platform or someone to help them. You got a lot of mothers out there that don't have people to be behind them to help them with their children. They're out there winging it by themselves. You know, they don't have a parent or a friend or whatever to help them. They're just doing it, trying to make ends meet. And I can't say for myself that if I didn't have my two parents with me, I don't know where I would have been with my kids. And I'm just going to be honest with it, because it was a lot. I became a single mother. Me and their father had broke up, and he was not the father that he should have been. He started off being that father, but then when we broke up, I guess he decided to break up with the children too. And a lot of times men do that. If you and him don't work out, then he break up with the children. Which he shouldn't do that. Same thing with a mother. A lot of fathers become single fathers because the mother don't want to be a part of that child's life. You know, you have a lot of single fathers out there that don't get the credit that they need. You know, because it's always about single mothers. But you have a lot of single fathers out there too. And you have a lot of single fathers that can be single fathers in their marriage too. The mother's gone working, career minded, and the father at home doing everything. So it's both ways. No discrimination there. But I can say my mother followed with me the whole time with my two boys, and they're still with me now. And my boys are 19 and 22, and they're still there for them. Because I know when I went through my rape, I was no good. I was not the mother that I could be to my children when I went through that. Because I had a hole in my soul, and that experience just stripped me to the core. And I was not a good mother. I can say that because I would wake up every day, didn't care if I lived or died. I would wake up every day contemplating how I'm going to kill myself for today. But, you know, I had my kids. I loved them. And I would get them together, get them ready for school, feed them, you know, did everything that I did as a mother should. But as far as my mind, it wasn't there as a mother. As far as me being loving and gentle to my kids, it wasn't there. I had hate, I had depression, I had suicidal thoughts, you know. And a lot of times I would take them to my mother's house and, you know, let them be over there. Or when my brother would come home from the army, he would get them. And it was a relief for me, but at the same time, it was best for them not to be around me. They couldn't understand what was going on with me because I didn't get help for it. I didn't tell people what was going on. I kind of like secluded myself, and I secluded them because I didn't let them go outside and play. I would keep them in the house. I was scared for them to go to the park because I didn't trust anybody after that. You know, I didn't trust anybody besides my mom and dad and my brother. I didn't want them to go with their dad a lot of times. And a lot of times we would get into it, but he just didn't understand why I was acting that way. You know, I didn't like them to be around anybody. And when they wanted to play sports, oh my God, my heart just dropped. Because I was like, no, 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 no. And my dad would say, Sharonda, you got to let the boys be boys. But at the same time, I was going through all this stuff and I was scared. Because remember, my oldest son was 1 year old and he was there when that happened to me. So I was very protected over him. But thank God I have let go all that stuff and he has closed that hole. But I can say it was very hard. Because I'm telling you, each and every day I woke up, I was depressed. But I would push forward because I had my two kids. They motivated me, but at the same time, I didn't care. Which sounds weird, but that's how I felt. That's how I felt. And as they're older now, and I know I have damaged them so bad because of my behavior, because of what I've gone through, and I had to explain to them now, I couldn't be the mother you wanted me to be at that time because I was going through all this stuff and I didn't know how to ask for help. And that's one of the things, a lot of single mothers, they go through so much and they don't want to ask anybody for help. They'd rather go without than ask somebody for help, and then people talk about them and downgrade them. And I'm like that. I was like that, and I'm still like that now. I go without. I won't ask nobody for nothing. Because, you know, a lot of people are so judgmental, and they don't understand your circumstance. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a book. Because we are all open books. You don't know my chapter. You don't know my story or my ending. My plot. None of that to judge. But people do. People do. I used to feel bad about a lot of these mothers that would leave their children at home because they had to go to work because they had nobody to keep them, no babysitter. Family members want to keep them, friends. So they took a risk of going to work and leaving the kids at home because they're trying to keep a roof over their head and food on the table. People really don't understand how that is. When you ain't got no support system, it's hard. It is hard. If you don't have no kind of support system, it is very hard. And I don't judge those mothers when I see that on the news that they've got arrested for leaving their kids being abandoned because they went to work or whatnot. I don't judge them because I know how hard it is. Being a single parent, when you ain't gonna have a support system. But I thank God that I did have a support system. I did. My mom and dad were there. But still, even though they were there with my kids, but still at the end of the day, they couldn't sign no paperwork. If my kids was going to school, they couldn't sign off on it. If my kids got sick or in the hospital, they couldn't sign off on that. I still had to do that. I had to leave my job and take off work to take care of my kids. And a lot of fathers don't understand that. Or mothers. When you are a single parent, if your child gets sick, you got to take off work. That means you're missing hours and you're missing pay. If they in the hospital, you got to stay up there with them. You got to sign the paperwork if they got to have surgery. You got to stay at home and take care of them. They got to take medicine. You have to do all that. And then I hear a lot of times, the kids' father, well, I got to work. I ain't got time. Well, I got to work too. Who you think taking care of your child? I'm working. I got a house. I got bills just like you do. If I take off work, guess what? That's taken away from your child from eating because I done missed hours. That means my paycheck gonna be short. So that means we ain't gonna have a full grocery list this month. A bill ain't gonna get paid all the way this month. It's gonna be half on something. Because I took care of your child because you didn't have time. See, we have to understand that. It's just not about you. When you bring a child into this world, it ain't about you. It's about the child. You got to come to some kind of understanding to be co-parents and raise your children together. You ain't got to be together, but you can be together in raising your child. Not having responsibility for one person to do everything. And then you complain about something. If something happened, then why she ain't do this? What's she doing? How come they ain't got no food? How come she getting put out the house? Really? You gonna ask that question? What are you doing to support your child? If you was helping, then she wouldn't get put out with your child. Or she wouldn't be starving with your child. Same thing with a mother, with a father being a single parent. We have to realize what we do. If you don't want to have children, you need to strap it up. Just being honest. And ladies need to be on birth control. But when you do get that responsibility, you have to take that responsibility. It's not just up for one parent to do it. It's not. And then the children grow up and they gonna realize who's been there for them the whole time. And don't be surprised when your child passes by you in the streets and don't say nothing to you and keep on kicking and you feel bad or you catch an attitude. For what? You know you wasn't there for them. Or if your child become famous, then you come running up talking about, that's my son, that's my daughter. No, you wasn't there. Don't think you finna get no money. You finna get a big house on the hill. No, you're not. You wasn't there. The person that struggled to raise them, that's who they gonna get taken care of. And I know I struggled with my kids. But I did not hate my kids' father because he wasn't there. But I do say before he got killed, I give him that he start changing his life and he start being a part of their lives as teenagers, which is the most important time that he could be a part of their lives. Because as teenagers, they're so easily influenced in these streets. And I was thankful that he decided to start being there for them at that time, calling them and sending them money, you know, doing what he could. And that's all I would ask him to do. That's all I have ever asked him to. Just be a father to your children the best way you can. They don't care about you buying them stuff. Just your presence. Just them knowing that you care. That's all they needed. And that's all we have to do. And like I tell my kids, I mean, I can't buy you this. I can't buy you that. The only thing I can do is be the best mother I can to you and be there for you. And, you know, my kids, they had issues. You know, they still have issues with the things that they went through and the things that I went through when I got raped and how I was not a good mother. And I can admit that. But like I told them, now I can't change the hands of time. I can't change what happened back then. Only thing I can do is move forward and be the mother that I can be to you guys now as adults. And that's all I can do. Push forward and be there for you when you need me and do whatever I can to help you. That's all I ever have done, even though I made bad decisions and screwed up a lot of things because I was screwed up at the time. But hey, we made it. I can't say you didn't starve damn day. You kept the roof over your head. I did my best. Both of y'all graduated high school and y'all doing well. So I guess I did something right. You know, I had you in the church, even when I wasn't in the church at the time, but I made sure the child know God. Even when I ran away from God and lost faith in God, I still made sure that y'all was there. So, all I can say out there for all single mothers and single fathers, that we just got to keep pushing. There's not a book to tell us how to be a parent. It is a day-to-day process that you learn every day, because every year your child becomes another age, an age that they never was before. So that's a new step of you learning to be a parent to a child for that age. Yes, you are. So it's a process. It's a step. It's a learning process that you're going to go through until you die or they die. You know, our children belong to God, but He gave them to them for a certain time for us to do what we can until He called them home or called us home. So I just tell single mothers, please, just keep pushing forward. And people that want to judge single parents, stop judging. Start uplifting and helping. You don't ever know a person's story and what they're going through until you go through it yourself. We got to start loving one another and helping one another. Stop judging and bashing and talking. And I can say there are some parents that are just horrible parents that don't deserve to be parents. But we still got to pray for those parents too. We do. We got to pray for everybody, because that's all God wants us to do. So tonight, that's all I want to talk about, a little snippet about being a single parent, because it's hard and there's so much going on in this world, and you're scared about all the things that's going on, and you're trying to raise your children. Because single parents, we want our kids to go to school, we want them to graduate, we want them to go to college, we want them to have a career, we want them to be better than us. We don't want our kids struggling like we did. We want them to have a good and blessed life. That's all we want, just like any other parent or anybody else. That's all we want. We want the same things for our children, just like married people do. We do. We not out here in the streets thugging and all this stuff. No. We trying our hardest to keep our kids from going in the streets, because we know what those streets are about. It's hard. And once you get in, it's hard to get out. And I know. I know. So I hope y'all have a good night. Bye.